Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's Friday, finally, September 26, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Now hold your breath. We've got a little bit of dose of Apple news to get out of the way first, so just bear with me. Yesterday was not really a great day for Apple, and if you updated to 8.0.1, chances are you're not listening to this podcast right now. So many bugs, so many people couldn't make calls, some people couldn't even get into their phones. It was that bad. Apple pulled it. So if you still are seeing that update, which you shouldn't be, but if you are, do not install that update. It will basically make your phone almost completely useless. Apple says they are currently working right now on 8.0.2. It will be available in the next few days, so just hold out for a little bit longer. If you have accidentally upgraded, Apple has a workaround for you. They've been able to get you back to 8.0. Just head on over to their website to detail instructions about how you can restore your iPad or iPhone in iTunes. So apparently not only can you bend the phone, you can bend the heck out of the software too, Apple. Speaking of bend, of course, we're all fully aware of Bendgate. It's still going along, still in effect. But according to The Next Web, who actually asked an Apple employee at the Genius Bar, says that they will replace your bent iPhone. Now, it's going to have to go under a test. They're going to have to look at it. The Genius Bar is going to have to look at it. But if they can conclude that you did not bend your phone on purpose, in other words, you just had it in your front pocket and it bent, or maybe if you accidentally sit down, if it doesn't look deliberate, they will replace your iPhone on the spot. So that's good. Now, the actual quote from the employee is that it's 100% up to the genius that you speak with at the store. Now, the test is called the visual mechanical inspection that the device will have to pass. So when you're headed to the Apple Store and you've got a bent iPhone, make sure you get a good genius so you can get a new phone. And while we're on the subject of Bendgate still, Apple did invite the media in today to see the tests that these phones do go under, the stress tests and all that, to see just what it takes to actually bend this device. According to Apple, it's only been 9 people that have come back with bent iPhones. I think we've seen a little bit more of that on the web, but hey, that's what Apple is saying. The question is, though, did the media make it out alive? I haven't seen them since they entered the Apple campus. More frightening tech news for you today. Bash. It's in everything. It's Unix. It's Linux. And it's under attack from a thing called Shell Shock. It's a newly discovered vulnerability in the software that's in computer systems we use every day. It's in Mac. It's probably in your refrigerator. It's literally everywhere. And according to some experts, Shell Shock is even worse than, if you remember, Heartbleed. Now, what you need to know is the bug leaves unpatched systems open to a variety of malicious and remote attacks. It's commonly used in web servers, so in theory, it could actually be used to take over entire websites, internet-connected devices like webcams. The list really goes on and on. So nobody is immune from this. It's Linux, it's Unix, it's in PCs, it's in mobile phones. Really, at the end of the day, I feel like we're dealing with Skynet. Oh, where are you, John Connor? The Kindle, the Fire Phone, the Fire TV. It was just the start for Amazon. Amazon's wanting to get even deeper into the world of hardware now. In fact, they're increasing their staffing by 27% in its internal hardware lab. This lab is known as Lab 126. And investing $55 million in the department of hopes of developing a new line of smart home devices. So basically, they're doing kind of what Google's been doing with Nest Labs and Apple has done recently with HomeKit. They want to automate our home, and they're going to spend a whole lot of money to develop this technology for us. Sounds like Area 51 to me. Do we need another social network in our lives? Well, apparently so. Because people today are buzzing about a new invite-only social network called Ello. That's E-L-L-O. Now, it's going to be ad-free, and it's campaigning on the idea that people are tired of being bombarded with advertisements and having their information data sold and all of this sort of thing. Now, instead of ad revenue, Ello will keep the lights on by offering features for a small fee. It will always be free to use the service, but if you want to try the newest feature, you're going to have to pay. So, let me think. So, if you actually want to be able to respond to somebody, you'll probably have to pay. But if you just want to look at it, it's free. Competition is probably about to get a little bit smaller in the U.S. as far as the television cable satellite market is concerned. Shareholders of the satellite TV provider DirecTV have voted in favor of AT&T taking over their lives. Now, this was announced way back in May that AT&T was very much interested in taking over DirecTV. By the way, that deal being worth about $48.5 billion. Now, AT&T right now has U-verse, but it's limited to certain markets. And what AT&T is trying to do is basically take over TV that's available everywhere so they can compete with the likes of Netflix, Hulu, and others, even such as Comcast, which is available in more markets. DirecTV said 99% of the shareholders did vote in favor of this. So I guess, people, you can blame the shareholders on this when you don't really have a choice anymore in your satellite or cable provider. Now, this hasn't passed yet. It's still got to go through the Federal Communications Commission to have the deal sealed, but I get a feeling it's going to happen. And finally, multimedia multitasking, say that three times fast, may be shrinking our brains. This according to new research from the University of Sussex in the UK. Apparently, when we're switching between our laptop, our smartphone, our tablet, and back and forth, and here we go, they're detecting smaller gray matter density in our brains. In other words, we have smaller brains. So we were kind of right about something. Technology is making us more stupid. Oh well, I'm not giving up my smartphone. What was I talking about? If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website too at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at britishtech. Find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, I'll be back on Monday for you to get you caught up on what all happened over the weekend with the latest technology news. But until then, I hope everyone has a great Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much for listening.